Mass Mobile listening.
In excess, KD2VNG. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Just coming home from a heat call. Fun.
Which was?
I had to go out on a service call. Folks have no heat. I got to order some parts tomorrow.
You don't hear me complaining. Well, actually, you do. Yeah, when it gets like this, heat is important.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Got to keep these folks warm.
Something that has, like, I got two of those oil-filled space heaters. The thing that looks like an old-fashioned radiator. Those take time, but they do heat up the room. And I'll just pile extra cats on the bed. Plenty of cats.
Yeah. Yeah, my cats jump up on the bed, too. They kind of pin me in place.
I can't believe I'm out of cat food again. I bought 4 20-pound bags of cat food less than a month ago, I think. And I'm down. I just opened up the last bag.
Yeah, we get our cat food from Chewy. I order maybe once a month. My two cats don't eat that much. We subsidize with some treats during the day, but I fill up the oil feeder every couple of days, and they're happy as can be.
Yeah, I order from Chewy. I think I order 20. I order 4 22-pound bags. It's getting to be every month now. So, yeah, I have a bit more than two cats.
I got two males. And they're good. They're real good. They're inside cats. We do not let them out. One of them used to be outside all the time. And he was a rescue. We took him in, and he's good. He's got no issues.
Sometimes rescue cats don't really adapt. I mean, it depends how old they are. They say try to adopt older cats because they're the least often likely to be adopted. But, you know, it depends on how they've been treated before that. That's what you don't really know.
Cat lived outside. He lived under the culvert under our driveway from time to time. It's like, no, you're coming in. So we scooped him up and brought him in about a year or so before we moved up here. And he's just, he's a lover. I get in my chair to watch TV. He's eating nuzzles right between my leg and the arm of the chair. He's comfortable. He likes it. KB2HXS mobile for ID.
This is KD2BNG. Yeah, these cats, I mean, they're not rescues. They just sort of showed up. You know how it is. They show up at your door one day, and then another one shows up, and then a third, fourth, and eighth one shows up.
Oh, they rescued you. Okay. There you go.
That's it, exactly. They adopted me, which I think is usually the way it works anyway. You don't choose cat. Cat chooses you.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cats choose us.
No, they always seem to be attracted to me. I mean, even as a child, I mean, a cat got into the classroom one day, like in elementary school, and, 20 or 30 pupils in the classroom, it comes right up to me and jumps in my lap. I'm like, well, okay. Yeah, they always come up to me. I don't know why.
He doesn't come up here and bite you and scratch you. That's a good thing.
These are getting unruly. They'll bite and scratch when they want something bad enough. The food aggression is getting worse. Meal times around here get very contentious. I can't eat. I guess that's entirely my fault because if you never fed them table scraps, you never put here, clean this pot. The dishwasher's out, clean the pot. Then you wouldn't have the food aggression problem.
Oh yeah, no, we don't. We don't feed our cats on the table. No. Anyway, I got to get rolling here. I'm pulling onto my block. I will catch you another day. And I just, for the life of me, your call has fell out of my head again. I think it's KD2BNG. Is that what it is?
Glenn, we've spoken before.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I just, for the life of me, I just couldn't remember your call. I apologize. Well, Glenn, have a good evening. Dave here. I'm just pulling in. Like I said, I'm on my street, so be in the driveway here in a second or two. Have a good evening. KD2BNG, KB2H, access.
Access, KD2BNG, 73s, and you have a lovely rest of your evening.
Hot tub.
One of those. Sounds nice.
Well, good night. KB2H, access clear.